Rendering on shape plans to catch up in a hurry with mid-genius equation. Realistic images are de rigueur these days. We used to get away with monochrome images of parts, but those images look as dated now as black and white movies. These days product images are ray traced, showing textures perfectly rendered with shadows and reflections. We could have used server farms, but most of us used workstations with graphic cards heavy with GPUs. But what if your design software was workstation free and bragged about being able to work on tablets and Chromebooks, devices where graphic generating power is in short supply or non-existent? What if your workstation free design company was keeping its servers busy with geometry calculation, leaving few cycles for ray tracing, a computational activity without equal, one that can calculate forever, as long as light rays can bounce off surfaces? Onshape needed to catch up to arch rival Autodesk's Fusion 360, which has had rendering built in for years. Autodesk had the advantage, a long and fabled history in producing photorealistic imagery, both for film with Academy Award-winning 3ds Max and still images with Alias and Vert. Onshape was faced with a decision to build in rendering, create a million lines of code, or punt, by working with a third party that was already cloud-based and used to rendering product images. For 2 years, Onshape has been partnering with MidGenius to render images. Then, without so much as an announcement, PTC, which now owns Onshape, acquired the Melbourne, Australia-based MidGenius. About MidGenius. Paul Arden co-founded MidGenius in 2010. The company is based near Melbourne, Australia. Arden was CEO when PTC acquired his company early in 2021. Terms of the acquisition have not been disclosed. MidGenius was one of the first companies to take advantage of the Mental Images iRay cloud-based rendering technology reality server, according to Graphic Speak. Mental Images, maker of Mental Images, was at one time the leading provider of rendering software for content creation and CAD, and provided Autodesk rendering technology for several years, said Kathleen Marr, editor of Graphic Speak, in a recent article in which she broke the story of the MidGenius acquisition. MidGenius took over the packaging and sales for Reality Server in 2011 and started selling rendering by the hour, noted Marr. Reality Server is used by consumer applications, like shopping services, and was used to render SketchUp with a separate division of MidGenius. The Bloom Unit division was acquired by SketchUp for its own development and MidGenius was painfully cut off in 2020. A shopping service can render a product with a shopper's choice of colors or options and zoom, pan and rotate the view, and the image rendered with Reality Server tries to keep up. It is not known whether MidGenius will be able to retain its relations with other CAD companies. Trimble owns SketchUp, after its acquisition by PTC. Also, we don't know if the consumer business of MidGenius will be considered an expansion of or a distraction to PTC's core business. RealityServe was the only cloud-based app integrated in Onshape's growing list of third-party partners. MidGenius joins Arena as another purchase capability, bringing PLM to Onshape. PTC also acquired acadced.com in May 2020 to bring ADA data to Onshape, as we learned during Onshape Live 2021, Onshape's first-ever user conference that recently concluded. Onshape also lists desktop-based KeyShot on its list of partner applications. Onshape users were able to use Reality Server for 2 hours a month at no charge. We expect the number of free hours to increase after the acquisition is completed, but we'll confirm this when that information becomes available.